The Inspector General's report that shook GSA last week left two senior officials without a job. But it was career managers who violated acquisition laws and regulations. They're on leave and may also lose their jobs. But is that the end of it legally? For an answer to that question, we turn to Deborah Roth, a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. Deborah, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning, Tom.
All right. So focusing on the four career managers who conducted the procurement for the doomed conference, what happens to them? Are they, if they just lose their jobs, is that it? Is that the most they can face?
Well, it's just not clear yet. I actually read the Inspector General's report. It's up online. It's actually online on your website. And the report makes it very clear that it's not, the IG's not done. They're still doing investigations, and it's very unclear which of the four, whether it's all four regional commissioners who are the highest level career civil servants who have been implicated in this mess. It makes it unclear which of them or all of them were really culpable for making the decisions that led to the actual issue in the IG report, which was the waste and abuse. Now, they have found contract irregularities. The report itself doesn't say that those irregularities were anything other, I don't want to minimize it by any stretch, that they were violations of GSA's own contracting regulations. So you don't get a sense yet that the IG finds any kind of potential criminality, but they're not done.
Deborah, just to back up a minute here for those of us who aren't legal experts, how are IG's reports like these typically used in court or in a legal environment?
Well, it wouldn't be for the four commissioners who are now on administrative leave. Typically what I tell clients who are under investigation by the Inspector General, who are placed on administrative leave. And in this case, obviously, it made national news. The president himself has personally commented on it. All of those are indicators that the process is going to lead to a proposed removal. And the IG report itself, Emily, becomes the evidence. Now, this particular IG report is only 23 pages. And it only really refers to one of the regional commissioners, not by name. And it talks about the waste in very broad strokes. My guess is that they're working on far more detailed reports. But those reports become the evidence that gets used against the career civil servants as a basis for disciplinary action. Now, if the IG is, so they say they're still investigating, and if that's true, and they're investigating beyond just administrative disciplinary actions, whether or not any of these broke, violated any criminal laws, well, then their evidence gets used by the Department of Justice in federal court to bring criminal charges.
We're speaking with Deborah Roth, a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. So I guess my question is deliberate violation, is knowing violation of the FAR, for example, the Federal Acquisition mm-hmm. Regulation, can that get you in court?
Into the world of potential crime? Probably not. It's, the IG's mission in every agency is fraud, waste, and abuse. And when you read the report, what you see is waste and abuse everywhere. What you don't see is the word fraud. Now, for those of us who've been around long enough, we know that in Washington, most people get prosecuted for how they answer questions when called in by federal investigators. And the question will become whether they think anyone has intentionally lied to them or misled them in the course of the investigation.
So in other words, if they were asked, well, did you share bid mm-hmm. from vendor A with vendor B, and they had shared it, mm-hmm. if they say, yes, I did, then they're okay. But
they're
if they
okay.
said, oh, no, and then it can be proven that they did share the bid, then they're in real trouble.
They're in real trouble. And I must tell you, Tom, that typically in the Inspector General world, and I always like to go back to former President Clinton, post former President Clinton's impeachment proceedings, which was all about whether or not he lied, the government's focus on career civil service, Department of Justice focus on career civil service really shifted. And before then, in most instances, you were not prosecuted for intentionally lying, putting out false information to federal investigators. Post the impeachment, you could probably count on it. It is certainly where inspector generals focus their effort in making criminal cases. So when the inspector general report says, we're still investigating, when I read the report, I see two things. I see the report itself is very broad-stroked. You cannot tell who is responsible, who they have found is responsible for what. So there's clearly more investigation on that. And the other, usually in the IG world, is whether or not people were truthful to them. And it's that, in this particular instance, that could bring possible charges of criminality.
Just one real quick follow-up, because as I read it, and not to single somebody out, but I'm going to, there is a particular acting commissioner, I believe, of District 9 that is repeatedly referred to as the head of that part. And you don't think that that's actually sort of pinpointing one person?
I did. I said, Emily, but for that one person, and
okay.
It's the regional commissioner, acting regional commissioner 9, who I think... was the one who's actually hosted the region, I think, but you can't tell from reading the report. Now, I will say this. When I read the report, I think where, and I get sort of the impression from the two of you, when I read the report, you know, in today's economy, but we're inside the Beltway people, you know, outside the Beltway, millions and millions of Americans are still out of work, and many millions of Americans have not financially recovered from the Great Recession. And our government has debated budgets for over a year now, can't pass one, and everyone is very much aware that they believe the government has too much money, and we work very hard and work for many months, most of us, just to pay our federal income taxes. And they spent $820,000, it sounds like just having a party in Vegas. And that is so offensive to most Americans that it feels like that kind of waste of dollars in and of itself should be a crime. And I remember feeling that when I read the report. And you kind of get the sense that the two of you feel that way. But it's not. The actual waste, you know, just utter waste of government money, federal taxpayer money, is not criminal in and of itself. But you kind of get the sense that Americans feel it should be at this point.